I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this year the Veterans Day holiday falls on Saturday, and there are many ways in different towns this weekend to honor those who have served.
We have a list in Cape Week of all kinds of events that are going to take place at specific times or that you can go and visit any time around the holiday. Some of the events include a parade at 10 a.m. Friday in Hyannis. There's a wreath laying then honor ceremony starting at 10 a.m. Saturday in Provincetown. Plus, there are events at 11 a.m. Saturday, that symbolic 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and that's happening in Falmouth, Chatham, Brewster, and East Ham. And then with no specific time attached, Operation Flags for Vets has thousands of flags on view on graves at the Massachusetts National Veterans Cemetery in Bourne, and that's happening through November 19th. Then in South Dennis, the Field of Honor will be up Friday through Sunday at Johnny Kelly Park. That display involves hundreds of flags set up to honor personal heroes, and that can include the active armed forces military personnel or veterans, but also police officers and firefighters and community volunteers or even donors' personal champions.
Churches in both Falmouth and Barnstable this weekend will host alternative gift markets that offer presents that make a difference far beyond giving a gift to one person.
These two markets are completely unrelated, but they are happening at about the same time for the same reason. At St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Falmouth, it's the 11th annual Upper Cape Alternative Gift Market, which is put on by 7 sponsoring churches and 4 supporting churches. That's going to be happening from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and it also features a global bazaar that's going to be offering fair trade handcrafts and food items. The main part of the shopping, though, are booths that are set up for information on local and worldwide organizations, and that's where you can donate a gift in someone's name to the organizations that help a huge variety of causes. And that format is also the case at the event at the Unitarian Church of Barnstable. And that's going to be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday and 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. The organizations that these markets help involve healthcare, wildlife protection, environmental preservation, legal advice, military families for Veterans Day, disadvantaged children, and disaster relief, including some organizations that are helping people after the hurricane in Puerto Rico.
Most of us, when we think of sea shanties, picture men on ships from past centuries singing as they worked. But a group coming to Woods Hole on Sunday gives a different perspective to that music.
Well, sea shanties have typically been part of a male world, but 20 years ago, 4 women formed a group called the Johnson Girls and took on that art form. They came to that music from different backgrounds, from family connections or Irish music tradition, and one was working at an ocean-related museum, but they all wanted to work together to preserve the shanty tradition. The name of the group, the Johnson Girls, comes from an African-American shanty about long-legged girls, and this group has made 4 albums of the music under that name. They know a lot of these call-and-response songs, dozens and dozens, and they're going to be singing some of those starting at 7:30 Sunday at Woods Hole Community Hall, and the concert is part of the Woods Hole Folk Music Series.
To find out more about all these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.